Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Here's some weird ones dipping pizza into cinnamon applesauce.
Why?
My whole family's done it since I was a kid.
Doesn't mean you have to.
I can understand that one to a degree. If we're putting
really?
If we're putting pineapple on pizza, the sweetness is there. The cinnamon might.
All right. That is fair. But you got to keep it. For me, I just never consider pineapple on pizza, but you are correct.
Sure. More on applesauce. Applesauce and Cool Whip.
Well,
no,
sure.
That's got to be good. Cool Whip goes on everything. And
it's
I like
sweet
applesauce.
Sweet, yeah.
Egg salad on a hot dog.
Wow. You know what? I won't knock it.
Pizza crust dipped in soda.
No.
No.
Jalapeno poppers made with peanut butter instead of cream cheese or cheese.
I would try it.
Wouldn't be the worst.
Okay. M&M's on pizza. After it's cooked, you put the M&M's on top.
No. Okay. No.
Dark chocolate Milano cookies dunked in orange juice. I'm not dunking anything in orange juice ever again.
I think they'd be better than the pretzels, but it still would not be my choice.
Okay.
No.
And my daughter puts Frosted Flakes cereal on top of her pizza. Our question, what do you eat that makes other people go, ew, or what did you eat that made you go, ew? 206-803-ROCK.
I think also with children at a certain point, like, you got to, bless you, we got to allow a little bit of, like, what age are they?
Well, I was going to ask, if she's 17, I just... You know, having kids, you definitely go through it when they're little, and there's just weird combinations, and you go, whatever, man, I don't care, because when we gave you baby food, it was all kinds of different things. But then you hit a certain age where you're like, seriously, if you're going to eat that, can you make that when I'm not present? You know, I'm not going to prevent you from eating it. I can't
when you're
watch
out of
you
town.
Eat this.
You know what I mean? When you're somewhere else.
Sometimes it's tough to eat around children, too.
I don't know.
What's the age? Probably like 2 or 3. Just everything's mashed together and it's
everything.
Just,
that's what I mean. They just these weird
gross.
Food combos and half of it's spilling out of their mouth and you end up eating about half of it.
You also remember, they're trash compactors. Kids eat nonstop. You can't keep enough food in your home.
That's why you give them whatever you
that's
got.
That's why whenever they're going to eat, just eat it because you're going to be hungry in an hour.
Did your kids eat anything weird when they were growing up?
Weird as far as they eat very grown-up food being in Baltimore.
Okay.
So they had no problem with soft shell crab sandwiches,
nice.
Clams,
nice.
You
okay.
know, tearing into shrimp, things that most kids wouldn't eat. So, but my daughter did live on chicken strips and french fries for a number of years.
My daughter is still doing that, although she has graduated to ramen noodles. Now, what bugs me about this is she will go into the kitchen to make herself ramen noodles. Fantastic. As a parent, you love when your kids can be independent. And I'll be in the living room, and I hear this crunching noise. And I walk in there, and while she's waiting for the water to boil, she's just snacking on the dry-ass ramen.
That is odd.
And look, I'm sure it tastes fine. There's just something about seeing, and she does it all the time. Now.
I don't think she's alone in that one. There's a handful of people.
I'm sure. Okay. I feel like people that want to do it, maybe you break off a little bit. I mean, she's eating it like it's a candy bar, right? So she grabs a square of dry-ass ramen, and she's just biting through it. Then the water boils. There's maybe a half of it left. And she'll boil that.
I mean,
and finish
I think I told
it,
you.
It's fine. It's just.
When I was a kid, I don't know what age I stopped it. I feel gross even telling the story. But like a dog, like if my mom was going to cook hot dogs, as soon as she opened that pack, I'd be like, let me have a raw one.
You just wanted a cold hot dog?
Yes.
Why?
Really?
As a kid, I just loved them. And she was like, I remember her always.
Well, it's bologna.
I mean,
essentially,
it's just
bologna.
Something about. Would you eat a cold hot dog?
I mean, I like grilled bologna, too.
Simple question, Miles.
Yes. I mean, I would do it because that's basically what a Vienna sausage is.
Yeah.
I don't know that I'd eat a cold hot dog now as an adult.
And
it's like, even when you grill hot dogs and you put them away the next day, like, sometimes in the morning, you're like, oh, let's take a bite of hot dog. You're
it's awful.
It's awful.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
As a kid, I was a disgusting little freak.
Cold hot dog.
Oh, yeah. Like, to the point of my mom would be like, get away from me. I'm not giving you a cold hot.
I mean, the right.
Come on, let me have a cold one.
It's already cooked. The only difference is the temperature, but still, something about a hot dog. Like, I need it hot.
Got one here on the text. I had a boyfriend who would put applesauce and Italian dressing on shepherd's pie.
Come on, man.
Applesauce.
No, at that point, no. Italian dressing.
Applesauce. Applesauce goes okay with to me like a pot pie, but not on top.
I disagree. Okay, not on top. Fine.
All right, I'm mixed in. I see where you're
at. All right, what do we got, Miles?
So, over the break there, I put together a delicious culinary experience called tuna and Kraft mac and cheese.
Oh, this is a standard.
Is it standard? You've had this before?
I have.
Mike, careful.
My only thing I've never is had this. In my life. I don't like hot tuna. Both the band
well,
and...
I'll put the tuna in afterwards.
Don't smell it.
Delicious.
I mean, it's all right.
I love it's tuna.
I do, too. I just don't like it hot. Not out of the can.
Did everybody take a bite already?
Yeah.
All right. What's I don't mind, but I was going to... I saw Miles mixing up the mac and cheese with his finger.
Oh, that's my problem, isn't it?
Where's that finger been, Miles?
I don't care.
You've been waiting to say that, haven't
you? Know, I have. You know. He was going to steal the chocolate milk. I don't care.
I wanted everybody to eat, at least like me, get a bite in before I told him it was finger. Finger stirred.
Yeah, finger mac.
I just stirred the water before I put the noodles in the microwave. So it went 3 minutes after my finger was in there.
Yeah, hot tuna is not awesome.
No, that's why I hate tuna crab.
But what about a tuna melt?
A tuna melt I feel is different. And you're right, it is in fact hot tuna, but there's enough cheese and all that. Right, I'm very selective about it. Outside of a tuna melt, I don't want hot tuna. And even then, I rarely get a tuna melt just because it's hot. Meanwhile, you are killing that tuna. You're straight up eating a meal now.
Do you guys want to wash this down with some, what was next?
I have orange soda. I'm going to go ahead and do that.
Pepsi and chocolate milk.
Let's give it a try.
God.
What?
Tuna in this can of...
I'll get it. Yeah.
Mac and cheese in this can of tuna is clearly like a poverty meal.
It is.
But I like what this guy's doing. Add some protein.
I mean, like I said, it's not the worst. It's been done. I don't know, man. Hot canned tuna is not...
It's not, but also, I will eat a tuna melt.
I will.
I never minded tuna casserole as a kid.
I didn't hate it because I like tuna. Put it this way, it's like you with a cold hot dog, right? So,
right.
I like hot dogs. I'm sure it tastes exactly the same. It's just whether it's warm or whether it's cold, but I don't want a cold hot dog. The tuna doesn't really taste any different, but I don't know. I don't want hot canned tuna. I don't want cold hot dogs.
Yeah, like
I'm a snob like that.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know why it's not
outside of Cleveland. You know, the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Say this is clearly a poverty meal.
Oh, yeah.
Like that guy at one point went, I gotta add some protein.
Something, man.
I've got mac and cheese out of a box. I've got a can of tuna.
We know it goes.
Screw it. I'm gonna put them together.
Ah, it's the beauty of being broke. You become a genius. Hello, Jay. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola.
Okay, so I've ate a lot of things that make people go, ew, so it's not me particularly, but I would say torisashi is the one thing that everybody's like, what? You actually ate that?
The what?
The what?
Torisashi is Japanese for raw chicken.
Oh.
Raw chicken?
Isn't that dangerous?
Yes.
So torisashi means chicken sashimi. So.
Okay, it still means raw chicken.
That sounds fancy, but we know what it is. Why really did delicious. You try this? Look, I can't even say it didn't taste good. I don't know, but. I would not eat raw chicken just based on at least my perceived dangers of eating.
Yeah, I mean, I had that same thought too. I was like, am I going to get the salmonella? You know,
yeah, salmonella. Are you going to poop yourself?
My only issue with this dish is it looks a lot like a raw piece of albacore.
Hold on, let me look at this.
Which I often get.
But not only did I have like the raw pieces of chicken, I also had the raw pieces of chicken liver.
Ew, man, raw chicken liver.
How chewy was it?
Oh, dude. Well, it wasn't really as chewy as you would think. It was. It melt. It really like melted in your mouth. Both the chicken breast and the liver.
But you did enjoy this.
I did. I mean, I'm very adventurous when it comes to eating.
Obviously. If you're not a fox and you ate raw chicken, I would go ahead and say that you're probably adventurous when you eat.
I mean, it even says here, chicken sashimi, a Japanese delicacy, but it is a high-risk food due to potential contamination with bacteria. While some Japanese poultry are farmed under strict hygiene and vaccination protocols to minimize risk, the practice remains dangerous and is not recommended due to significant risks of food poisoning.
How many times have you had this dish in your life?
I've only had it once, and that's probably the only time I'll have it, mainly because my wife was like, okay, no more, that's it.
I want you alive.
All right.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a damn shame. Your wife loves you.
And what was the overall thought on the macaroni and cheese with the tuna?
It tasted like what
thumbs
it is.
Thumbs up, thumbs down.
I enjoyed it. It's a C.
It's a C.
I'll give it a
C.
I'd
give it a C minus. It's not failing. It tastes like exactly what it is. Right. And people do it.
I'll go, it's not split. Okay.
It's all a right. B for me.
No, you just started eating. Like, yeah. At some point, you just checked out, and I'm like, Ted is actually just mealing.
The woman at the store, I bought all this stuff. All right, she can be a little cheeky with me, so to speak. Not in a bad way.
Is this an older lady or younger lady?
Younger lady.
Okay.
And I came up with all this crap. She looks at all this crap, and she goes, because our next combination is Pepsi and chocolate milk.
Yeah.
And she goes, Pepsi? And I was like,
as opposed to Coke?
Yeah. I was like, you know what, man? Yeah, I probably have never bought a Pepsi in the last 30 years. Like, I'm Pepsi. She's like, we don't sell many of those.
Oh. It's been here for 46 years.
I said, okay. That's great, because I know, you know, I shouldn't tell you guys that before we drink it, but here we go. This is chocolate milk and Pepsi.
I think it's curdling.
Is it?
No.
Wait till it hits your stomach.
Yeah, it's not for me.
Yeah, I don't know, man. That's just a little confusing.
It tastes kind of like a float.
It's not bad. Yes,
yeah, it's
exactly.
Not bad. It's not good. Neither one
it's
overpowers
fine.
The other.
I think if it wasn't just Diet Pepsi, it might be a little bit better.
What's this Diet Pepsi?
Was it I thought I got regular.
No, Miles, you got a Diet Pepsi.
Are you serious?
Did I?
You got a goddamn Diet Pepsi, man.
You got the silver can, Miles.
You can't just get a Pepsi.
Oh, I didn't even
you
know that.
You couldn't just buy a Pepsi.
Dude, I just thought it was a Pepsi because it says Pepsi.
Wow. Okay. It even says Diet.
Honest mistake, I don't buy Pepsi.
Diet. It says
very small at the bottom, this bastard.
Yeah, right under where it says Pepsi.
There is two things on this can, right, Miles.
I know that, but one is very
Pepsi,
small.
The other says Diet.
But when you see the logo, like the Diet Coke logo is different than the Coca-Cola logo.
That is true.
So I just assume, like with anything else.
Well, it's assuming not makes an ass out of you and me.
Man, it sure does.
No, just him. I got nothing.
I don't know. That's weird. It tastes like, yeah, Mike's right. It tastes like the end of a root beer float or soda float.
Yeah.
But there was no ice cream in it.
That right. Wasn't good. It wasn't
that's
bad.
Why it's disappointing. It's because it tastes like it's a float, you know, like there's no ice cream.
That's a good word. It's disappointing.
Yeah.
Right, because, like, the mac and cheese.
You weren't bad enough for me to hate you.
It's the aspartame.
You're certainly not good enough for me to celebrate. It's like you're just disappointed. You're meh.
Because the mac and cheese and tuna, you go, all right, somebody's kind of combining something.
Sure.
There. That this one and the Oreo with the cheese, like, was it a child or a stoner? I don't see a normal human just being like, oh, I'm going to put this together.
I'm going to say a child with the chocolate milk and the Pepsi, a stoner with the Oreo and the,
yeah,
and
I agree.
The cheddar
I agree.
Cheese.
What do you eat that makes other people go, ooh, or what did you eat that made you go, ooh? 206-803 Rock.
I don't know that any of it has made me really go, ooh.
Yeah, I have not.
I mean, it's not. We're not going for horrible.
None of it's terrible.
We're just going for combinations that people say they like that other people think is weird.
Yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.